Mr. Evan Eggers, president of AssureCruise.com, is on the telephone and with the latest cruise updates. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning, Roy.
As you say, there's not a bunch happening out there this week, but there are some interesting items, and let's start with a couple of them.
That sounds good.
First of all, I'd mentioned that the biggest loser TV show on PCL. Let's go with that one.
Have you actually seen this TV show on NBC called The Biggest Loser? Have you watched it?
No, I haven't, and I thought that it was kind of interesting whether it's working or not working.
Well, it is, and it's funny because I watched it once, and I was surprised because I heard it was a reality show called The Biggest Loser about weight loss. I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is going to be ugly. They're going to be not nice to these overweight people in, you know, typical reality show fashion. That was my concern.
Right.
But when I watched it, it's actually a very positive show. And I was kind of surprised, you know, given the name, they're playing with the name, of course, to generate some publicity. So it actually is a very positive show about people who need to lose weight, showing them how to do it correctly.
Right.
So given that it's such a positive message, it makes sense that a cruise line like Princess would partner with them. And in fact, they filmed an episode aboard Sapphire Princess earlier this year. And that episode is going to film in, a couple of weeks now, October 4th on NBC. So it's kind of fun, and what they're doing on board Sapphire Princess is they're giving the participants largely spend time at a ranch home base where they're shown how to eat properly and exercise and all that kind of good stuff. And this is kind of like a field trip for them to Sapphire Princess, where they're showing them on board a cruise ship how to maintain their diets and exercise programs when they're faced with the temptations of, you know, any luxurious vacation setting like a cruise ship offers. So
I mean, if it works, it works, right?
Yeah, and they show them, you know, and they show that you can be very helpful on a cruise. They apparently this episode will show the contestants working out in the Lotus Spa gym on the pool in the pools on the running track on the ship and eating at restaurants around the ship, choosing, you know, the healthy meal options that are available on board a ship nowadays. And then one interesting scene apparently will feature the coaches from the show using the buffet area, the Horizon Court on Sapphire Princess,
right,
to make a lesson about making healthy food choices and portion controls. You know, anyway, I think it'll be fun to watch.
Should be interesting.
Yep, absolutely.
I'll have to tune in. I'll have to check my listings here.
Well, and if you're worried like I was, it's going to be like a mean show. It's not.
But mean in the sense of like some of the reality stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Like mean in the sense of making fun of the contestants, which is not. It's not about that at all. It's about being positive and uplifting and mutually supportive. So it's good. So for anybody who's interested or, you know, wanting to lose weight in their own life, I recommend the show because it really, you know, shows you a lot of very good ways to go about it, and it's a fun show. So.
Right. Now NCL is going to promote freestyle cruising to the masses with print TV ads. I understand.
That's right. Now, Norwegian is interesting. For years, Norwegian has admitted that they've been kind of swimming in the shadow of what they call the big boys, the Carnival and Royal Caribbeans of the world. They kind of, you know, own South Florida cruising, for example.
Right.
And Norwegian hasn't failed. You know, Norwegian's been very busy building new, beautiful ships over the past 5 years, I would say. And during this process, they realized that they don't really have that they had not in the past, I should say, had the big, beautiful new ships that could compete head-on with the stuff that Carnival and Royal Caribbean was doing. Well, you know, now that Norwegian either has or will soon have the youngest fleet in the industry, their new ships are beautiful and spectacular and can stand up to anything anybody else has to offer. And so Norwegian's decided that this is the time to go ahead and really get the message out to the public. So they're doing a huge branding campaign. They're changing their logo, you know, every new branding campaign.
Right, they're doing a whole new makeover, which I guess is going to... It'll go out to the public, on the 2nd of October, I think.
That's right, early next month. And they're sticking with freestyle cruising, of course. That's their brand message. And for, you know, people who are listening who maybe are familiar with cruising but not freestyle cruising, that basically means that you can eat at whatever restaurant you want, more or
right.
less at whatever time you want, wear whatever you want. There's no tuxedo night required, nothing like that going on.
Now they've also got a new mascot, which is a small whitefish swimming against a school of small bluefish.
Yeah, I don't quite know what to make of that. I guess we'll have to see it and then pass judgment at that time.
Right.
It doesn't sound like a very exciting mascot to me, but, you know, hey, maybe it'll be more exciting than it sounds on paper.
But we've got to believe that they've given it a lot of thought because they're spending a lot of money. They're putting in a $100 million campaign. I guess you want to get your fish in order.
Absolutely. You want to pick the right fish and bet on it. Well, Dave, you know, I'm pretty impressed with their executive staff. So they brought in a fellow too to focus just on this marketing and branding. So I think they'll do a good job with it. I'm optimistic.
Right.
And it's, you know, people, it's kind of like, you know, we used to talk about today's Carnival versus yesterday's Carnival. Carnival's had a shift in their product over the years. Norwegian is the same way. People who maybe sailed on Norwegian, you know, 8 years ago on one of their older legacy ships would be just shocked to find out what, you know, a new ship like, you know, Norwegian Jewel or the upcoming Norwegian Pearl would really look like.
Right.
So
yeah, quite a difference. Did we cover that the Celebrity is going to shift their departure for Alaska sailings to Vancouver? I can't recall if we went into that.
Yeah, I can't remember whether we talked about it either. I don't think we did.
Well, let's
we
do it. Really. Let's do it now because it looks like they've changed the Mercury's port of arrival and departure from Seattle to Vancouver for the seven-night Alaska sailings in 2007.
Yeah, which is an interesting move on their part.
And I guess it's to enable, as they say in their press releases, to enable passengers to spend more time in selected ports of call and allow for a better arrival time for viewing Alaska's Hubbard Glacier.
Well, which is a polite way of saying that particular ship is slower than the average bear.
Good point.
So putting the ship closer to where the stuff is, where the exciting bits are, certainly makes sense so people can enjoy more time there.
And for those that are currently holding reservations with deposits made for Celebrity's Mercury cruises from Seattle between May 4th and September 14th, will receive $100 per stateroom onboard credit.
Well, then hopefully that's just a bonus because really it's not much inconvenience at all. So.
It sure isn't, yeah. Let's see, what else we've got out there? Royal Caribbean is going to sail the Rhapsody of the Seas in Asia in 07.
Yeah, the Asian market is really getting a lot more attention from the major cruise lines nowadays. Asia used to be kind of a niche destination where some smaller luxury cruise lines would go there. And now getting Rhapsody of the Seas in Asia, though, from Royal Caribbean is quite a move for them. It'll be one of the largest ships over there. And it's going to start out in Singapore in December of 2007, so next year.
Yeah. Including Hong Kong and Shanghai.
Oh yeah, all the hot spots that people typically want to visit out there.
And I guess some of the sailing ports are Thailand, Vietnam, Malaysia, Korea, Japan, and Taiwan, sourcing mostly from the local Asian markets. So you know that's going to be interesting. And you're absolutely right. Asia seems to be coming back on the radar screen again. Last week I had a chat with a gal who has a tour company that specializes in Asia, and people are interested in new places. How often can you go to the Caribbean?
Well, exactly. That's right. Well, and what else is interesting is the cruise lines aren't just focusing on selling these cruises to people who live in North America and Western Europe. They're also acknowledging that they're going to actually try and sell these cruises to people who live in Asia also. So, you know, it'd love to be a much more diverse dining experience on board than we're used to seeing on a ship that caters exclusively to North American passengers. It'll be interesting. I'd love to do it myself. Well, as you know, I've had a very deprived upbringing, Roy. I've never been to Asia. So that's definitely on my top 10 list, top 5 list of places to go.
You definitely have to do it. And because they also go on to say that there's an increased level of awareness and interest in travel to Asia from India, Australia, New Zealand, and the Middle East. Now, that's interesting.
It is. I mean, the whole thing is fascinating. I'll love to hear back from these cruise executives over time what their the nationality mix of passengers that they're getting on board. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
You mentioned that NCL places the largest ship order in history.
Yeah, I mean, this is an enormous ship order where they've contracted with Aker Yard, which is the France shipyard, to build up to 3 ships, which would be a total of almost 13,000 berths for delivery between 2009 and 2011. And the contract price is just over 2 billion euros, which is just incredible. I mean, that's an enormous order.
It sure is.
If the third ship is actually built, this contract by itself will be the largest ever in the cruise business. That will it would end up being bigger than an order that Carnival placed last year, which was a 2 billion four-ship order. So, you know, Norwegian is definitely feeling very bullish on their new ships, on their new brand, on what they're doing. These will be a new ship style for Norwegian, so it's not a sister ship to anything that's out there right now. And something else that's interesting is that all of the outside staterooms will have private balconies, every single one of them.
Well, and that's a big thing because people are saying, you know, if you're lucky and you'll get an upgrade to a balcony. And even though people say, well, I don't spend that much time on the balcony, but the time you do is really worthwhile, especially when you're in port.
Oh, it sure is. I mean, my modus operandi on a balcony is, at the very least, I have room service breakfast every morning and sit on my balcony and eat it, which is just a lovely way to start the day.
Yeah, what could be nicer?
And the big benefit to passengers, it's twofold. I mean, the traditionally, the cruise lines have charged a huge premium for balconies in the past, but as more and more balconies have come out, that premium has come down, and now you have a ship that the only ocean view staterooms are balconies. Again, we can expect to see consumers winning here by the price to get one of those balcony staterooms to be lower yet.
Yep, and it's like a hotel with all ocean view rooms.
That's right.
You can't beat that.
Exactly.
Now, RCL sponsors Surf Championship.
Yeah, this is funny. So Royal Caribbean, when they built Freedom of the Seas and put the onboard surfing machine on there, they partnered with a company that actually builds the surfing machines, that's called Flow Rider, to sponsor surf contests around the country where these machines are installed. And machines similar to the one, or even bigger than the one that's on Freedom of the Seas, surfing machines, they're installed like in Texas, Ohio, Florida, California, Colorado. I mean, they're really all over the country.
Right.
And so what's coming up now is the finals of that national surf contest, which it's called the Zero to Hero Surf Series. It's being held September 23rd in San Diego, so coming up, you know, pretty much immediately now, just a few days from now. And the finals are at this incredible facility in San Diego called the Wave House, where they not only have a bunch of these Flow Rider surf machines like you find on board Freedom of the Seas, but also what they call a wave lock machine that actually makes a 6-foot curling wave, if you can imagine that.
Amazing.
I want one in my backyard, big time. and so on the 23rd, these finals will occur. It'll be an all-day competition, and the final round will start in the afternoon at around 4.
That'll be
so
fun.
You know, I'd say good for Royal Caribbean. That's a great sponsorship tie, and
exactly.
I wish I could be there.
You're a great promotional gimmick.
I want one of those in my backyard so badly.
I agree. In fact, I think we should have a chat with them. Maybe we can work out a deal.
I think we should. Maybe if we talk about them enough, they'll give me one.
Yeah, exactly. How can we talk about it if we haven't tried it?
Exactly.
What about Region announcing the celebrity lectures?
Yeah, Region is announcing some celebrity lectures on board who are kind of fun. I mean, everybody from actor Ernest Borgnine, songwriters Paul Williams and Richard Adler, these are people that everybody knows. If you're more interested in sailing with newscasters, you've got Garrick Utley, Judy Woodruff, Al Hunt, and then a guy who really cracks me up, political satirist, singing satirist, Mark Russell, who, if you've ever seen him, he frequently has specials on PBS where he puts ridiculous political satire to song. He's a riot. And so these guys are going to be on a variety of Regent Seven Seas sailings from November 30th through April.
Sounds like great fun.
Absolutely.
Evan, we thank you. We've got to run, and hopefully we'll be chatting again next week. So bye for now.
Pleasure as always. Have a great show, Roy.
Thank you very much.
Bye.